Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply beyond the shadow of doubt. Beyond the shadow of doubt. I would say that doubt looms as one of the largest impediments in this spiritual life for people, no matter where they are, where they come from. Therefore, overcoming doubt is the key to long-term life success. Why? Because doubt paralyzes, it poisons, it demotivates, it depresses, and doubt must be dealt with in order to advance. Remember in Matthew 14, Peter was walking on the water, and in 14:31, the Bible says that when Peter began to sink, Jesus stretched forth his hand and ask them the question, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Then we discover in Mark 11:23, the Bible says that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea," and shall not doubt in his heart, that's the person who's not only going to move the mountain, but that's the person who's going to have whatever he says. And then we also discover Jesus said in Luke 12:29 that we should not be of a doubtful mind. Yes, my friends and neighbors, doubt is dangerous, and we must overcome that shadow of doubt, move beyond it so that it no longer plays a role in our Christian lives. How do we do it? There is a 5-step process for overcoming doubt. It's found in our doubt acronym, and I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to write these down, apply each one of them to your everyday lives, and you will see God do incredible things for you. That D in our doubt acronym says, first, we must exercise discipline. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you see, discipline is actually a derivative of the word disciple, which means a faithful follower. To do something, not just one time, not just every now and then, but to do it constantly or consistently. Remember, the Bible tells us in Philippians 4:5 that we should let our moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And you see, when we think about it, my friends and neighbors, discipline is just creating that schedule, outlining the things that we're going to do. Do you have a time to pray? Are you disciplined enough to read the Bible every day? At least one scripture, 2 scriptures, 5 scriptures, something. Do you listen to these daily podcasts on a regular basis? You see, discipline creates organization. Organization creates repetition. Repetition creates confidence, and confidence creates the desired result. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to exercise discipline. That O in our doubt acronym tells us about the power of opinions. Yes, my friends and neighbors, do you recognize that we are children of the Most High God, that we are special, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, that we're capable, that we're kind, we're loving, we're caring? When was the last time you looked in the mirror and said those things to yourself? The Bible even encourages us in Hebrews 10:35 to not throw away our confidence because it has a great reward. Well, think about it, my friends. 70% of all people who receive compliments respond by saying something negative about themselves. Watch, compliment someone's hair, and they'll say, "You like my hair for real? I started not to even go out of the house today looking like this." Compliment their clothes, and they'll say, "This old thing." Compliment their car, and they'll say, "Girl, this car's been giving me all kind of problems lately." They'll automatically respond by saying something negative because most people have a negative opinion of themselves. I want to break that, my friends and neighbors. Let's kill that. Let's move beyond the shadow of a doubt. Tell yourself that you're special. Be the first to compliment yourself. Don't ask anybody else how you look. Tell yourself how you look. "I look wonderful. I'm beautiful. My eyes are bright today. My smile is beaming today. Oh, I thank God that everything is great in my life." Because see, we're calling those things into existence, and as we change our opinions of ourselves, we grow stronger in Christ. He told us in 1 John 3:1 that we are sons and daughters of God. So yes, my friends, we're just like him. We've got to change our opinion. That U says we also must enhance our understanding. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we must understand our our strengths, our unlimited capacity, our greatness. You know, the Bible even asks us in Ephesians 1 and 18, Paul prayed that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened, that we would know what is the hope of God's calling and what the glorious riches are of his inheritance that he's got for his saints. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you see, in Proverbs 2 and 2, we discover that we should incline our ear to wisdom and apply our hearts to understanding. Do you really understand those scriptures? Well, we should, because we've got the mind of Christ. The Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher? Well, thank God for a preacher that will say to you the things that will open the eyes of your understanding. Yes, my friends and neighbors, isn't it great to know that God wants us to fully understand our capacity in him, that it is unlimited, that B stands for boldness. We can eliminate doubt just by being bold. You know, Nike has a slogan called Just Do It. I like to take it one step further and say not only just do it, but just say it, just ask it, just believe it, just receive it. You see, the Bible says in Proverbs 28 and 1, the wicked runs when nobody's chasing, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. We're even encouraged in Hebrews 4 and 16 to come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We should be like those babies that are in swimming pools. You know, babies are easy to teach how to swim because they don't know enough to process anything negative that might happen. So you throw a baby in the water, that baby just swims and floats. The same way we should do, my friends and neighbors, just live life like the baby. Just swim and float. Don't think about it. Don't wonder about it. Don't process it. Don't analyze it. Just do it. Just relax and trust that God is on our side. That last component in our Doubt acronym, my friends and neighbors, just tells us about the importance of trust. Yes, my friends, the Bible says in Psalms 118 and 8 that it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Then in 118 and 9, we see it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is no limit to the confidence we can have. We can have as much or as little as we want. Imagine going into a store and winning a contest that allows you to shop free for a month at any place you want to shop. Any restaurant, any mall, any car dealership, you name it, with no limit on it. Now, if you lacked anything at the end of that month, whose fault would it be? You would probably take off work. You might not. You just call in for a few days and say, listen, all I'm going to do is go shop till I drop because it's free. Well, think about it. God has freely given us all things, including faith and confidence. He's given us boldness. He's given us the ability to trust with unlimited capacity. My friends and neighbors, what we have is simply a product of what we're actually receiving. It's not a product of what's available, because all things are available to us. It's a process of what we receive. My friends, I challenge you to overcome that shadow of doubt by implementing the doubt acronym. And listen, my friends, you already know that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. But until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.